While rifle hunting season is still a week away, around 7,000 young Vermonters are set to get the chance to hunt for deer this weekend. Every year, kids under 15 get the first chance at shooting a deer during Youth Hunting Weekend. The Department of Fish and Wildlife says the event gives kids a chance at a successful hunt and also helps them collect information on the health of the deer herd. BPR's Melody Baudette has more.
Then load the rifles and then they start to walk down. Sometimes the deer will be way over there in the corner and then you have to push them over here. And guessing game.
13-year-old Matthew Fitzsimmons is walking around an apple orchard in Cornwall looking for signs of deer and stops when he sees a track.
That's a big deer. He's going that way.
This is where he'll be on Saturday for the start of Youth Hunting Weekend.
The plan for Saturday is go sit in a place that we have down here and then just wait. And then if I can see a doe, then I'll shoot her. And if I see a buck, then I'll shoot him. But I only can shoot one of the two, so.
Fitzsimmons has been hunting for 5 years. He's seen deer, but has not yet been successful.
Just like the hesitation when you see an animal running, why you want to take its life, but at the same time, its meat's really good, so.
He needs an unarmed, licensed hunter to accompany him, so he'll be with his grandfather, James Fitzsimmons.
I enjoy the time with him. Yes, it's good.
Youth Hunting Weekend started out as a single day in 1997 and became a full weekend 5 years later. The number of kids participating over the past 10 years has stayed mostly level, says Nick Fortin, the state's deer project leader.
If there's any trend, it seems to follow our deer population estimates, so that when we're predicting there are more deer out there, there seems to be a few more tags sold.
Youth can harvest any deer without restrictions. Fortin says youth season accounts for only 10% of the harvest and has no impact on the state's overall management strategies. It helps ensure a successful hunt for kids and also gives biologists a chance to collect data on the health of the whole deer population.
The rest of our seasons, spikehorn bucks are off limits to hunters, but we're able to sample those during the youth season. And at the same time, we can also sample some does and some fawns, which also gives us some very important data on the health of the deer herd.
Biologists will be at 24 of the state's reporting stations this weekend, weighing deer and collecting their teeth to determine age. One of those stations is at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury, where hunters are busy preparing for the coming hunting seasons. Paul Long says the shop is always busy in fall, but they do see more kids before youth weekend.
As you notice, there's some kids here in the store, and they get dialed in for youth weekend. Usually they're here with their father.
Isaac Preston has been hunting with his father since he was 4. Eric Preston decided at 8 years old, Isaac was ready to take the required hunter safety course, get a hunting license, and a youth weekend permit.
When he showed enough maturity from hunting with me for probably like 3 to 4 years before that. And we talked to a couple instructors, me and my wife, and we thought it was time.
Now that he's 10, Isaac Preston has been successful twice.
A 4-pointer and an 8-pointer.
The state estimates this year's deer population at 145,000, which is slightly above normal, so there are plenty of chances for kids to get their first deer. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette in Middlebury.